Hey everyone, how's it going? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. So today I'm going to tell you another story about something unusual that happened to me last week. I say another story about something unusual because we've already had at least one other podcast episode about one of those coincidences that only happen once in a blue moon. So here we go. Check this out. As most of you know, I live in London in the United Kingdom. Last week, my good friend Tiana came to London to participate in a training course. So Friday was going to be her last night in town. She wanted to go shopping after the course, which finished around 4 p.m. I, on the other hand, had plans to go to a certain restaurant with a group of people. The dinner was supposed to start around 7 p.m., and I invited my friend Tiana to join us after she was done shopping. I texted her the whereabouts of the restaurant Friday morning. Now, keep in mind that Tiana doesn't really know London. She's not familiar with any particular neighborhoods. So I'm at my dinner, and it's past 7 p.m., and I haven't heard from Tiana since morning. It's almost 8 now, and I realize that I still haven't heard from Tiana. That's weird. Then, all of a sudden, I see her enter the room and walk towards me. And then she says, "You are not going to believe this. My phone's battery died after lunch, and I could only vaguely remember the name of the restaurant and the street." And then she proceeded to tell me how, after she was done shopping, she just started wandering the streets around the shops. And after a few minutes, she saw a little alleyway and looked up to read the street sign that showed the alleyway's name. She read it and thought, "Wow, that sounds like the address Anna gave for that restaurant." She decided to turn into the alleyway, and after just a few steps, she looked to her left and saw a restaurant. The exact restaurant I was having dinner at. Okay, so that's what happened. I knew that the restaurant was in a shopping district, but there are quite a few shopping areas in London, and I had no clue my friend was going to end up in the same area I was in. And clearly, neither did Tiana. She thought what happened was amazing, unbelievable, incredible. And really, if we think about it, what are the odds? What are the odds? What are the chances? What's the likelihood? What's the probability of that happening in a big city? So when I ask you, what are the odds? I don't really expect you to give me a numeric answer. This is an example of a rhetorical question. When we ask a rhetorical question, we're not really looking for an answer. Rhetorical questions are more like figures of speech. An example in Portuguese would be, "Tá pensando que eu sou bobo?" or something like that. So that's a rhetorical question. What are the odds of that happening? What are the chances? What are the odds? I'm sure you have at least one story in your life, something, some kind of coincidence that would call for that same question. What are the odds? So what is your example? What big coincidence happened in your life? Let us know in the comments, as always, and talk to you next time.